Hello everybody, how are you? Are you okay? I hope you're all okay and ready to start another lesson of our book, which is lesson 20 today. If you remember, we had Bob who used to make cookies and sell them to the village market. Now let's go and listen to the rest of our book and listen and see what happens at the end. سلام به دوستای خوبم، امیدوارم حالتون خوب باشه. شروع کنیم درس امروزمونو. خب شروع میکنیم. ایاتون باشه، باب کلوچه میپخت و میفروختشون. حالا بریم درس 20 رو گوش بدیم، بریم در ادامه قراره واسه باب چه اتفاقاتی بیافته. Let's go.
Lesson 20. Bob gets an angry call from Carol.
Lesson 20. Bob gets an angry call from Carol. Bob یه تماس عصبانی از Carol که همون فروشنده بود دریافت میکنه.
Carol calls Bob to tell him that a customer found a hair in her cookie.
Carol calls Bob to tell him that a customer found a hair in her cookie. کارول به باب زنگ میزنه که بهش بگه مشتری، customer، مشتری، یه مو توی کلوچه‌اش پیدا کرده. Found a hair, her مو توی کلوچه‌اش پیدا کرده.
Bob wants Carol to forget about this.
Bob wants Carol to forget about this. باب از کارول میخواد که forget کنه، فراموش کنه. To forget about something, to forget something means فراموش کردن چیزی. To take something easy, بی خیال بشه، یه چیزی رو فراموش کنی.
But Carol thinks it's very serious.
But Carol thinks it's very serious. Carol فکر میکنه که خیلی جدیه.
She refuses to buy any more cookies from Bob.
She refuses to buy any more cookies from Bob. دیگه قبول نمیکنه، نمیپذیره که از باب کلوچه بخره. So what are the differences between refuse and reject؟ تفاوت reject و refuse رو میخوایم بگیم. Both of them means not to accept. هر دوتاشون معنی نپذیرفتن، رد کردن، قبول نکردن. پس فرقشون چیه؟ We have reject something but refuse to do something. پس فرقشون توی استراکچرشونه. Refuse to do, for example, refuse to buy any more cookies. ولی reject something, for example, reject a call, reject, I don't know, someone. پس reject something, ولی refuse to do something. So, let's continue.
Bob, a lady came into the village market today ranting and raving.
Bob, a lady came into the village market today ranting and raving. Ranting and raving, what does it mean? R-A-N-T-I-N-G, ranting and raving. Raving, R-I-V-I-N-G, ranting and raving. Means to shout, to rant and rave means to shout, to speak and to talk in a loud voice and way. داد زدن، فریاد زدن، با صدای بلند صحبت کردن. پس میگه خانم اومد مغازه در حالی که داشت فریاد میزد، داد میزد، با صدای بلند حرف میزد. Let me give you an example. مثال بزنیم. Stop ranting and raving. داد نزن. Let's solve the issue in a calm manner. بیا موضوع رو با آرامش حلش کنیم. پس rant and rave means to shout.
Oh yeah? What happened?
Oh yeah? What happened? واقعاً چی شد؟ چه اتفاقی افتاد؟
She found a blue hair in her chocolate chip cookie.
She found a blue hair in her chocolate chip cookie. یه موی آبی توی کلوچه‌اش پیدا کرد. She found a blue hair in her chocolate chip cookie.
Aha. I can see how she'd be taken aback.
Aha. I can see how she had taken aback. To take aback. To take aback means to surprised, almost in a negative way, too surprised. شگفت زده بشی از چیزی که خوشت نمیاد. شگفت زده بشی، تعجب بکنی. To surprise in a negative way. موی آبی دیده، حالا she has taken aback. هیجان زده شده. To take aback. To surprise. To get surprised.
Does anybody in your family have blue hair?
Does anybody in your family has blue hair? کسی تو خانوادتون موی آبی داره؟
As a matter of fact, my son's girlfriend Amber has blue hair.
As a matter of fact, my son's girlfriend Amber has blue hair. در حقیقت, as a matter of fact, در حقیقت, my son's girlfriend, دوست دختر پسرم, has blue hair, موی آبی داره. As a matter of fact means in fact. As a matter of fact به معنی در حقیقت. As a matter of fact means in fact, در حقیقت. For example, as a matter of fact, these, I don't know, jeans are so expensive, I can't buy them. در حقیقت این شلوار خیلی گرونن، من نمیتونم بخرمشون. So, as a matter of fact means in fact.
Bob, I can't sell your cookies anymore.
Bob, I can't sell your cookies anymore. Bob, من دیگه نمیتونم کلوچه های تو رو بفروشم.
Aren't you blowing things out of proportion?
Aren't you blowing things out of proportion? Blow things out of proportion. To blow things out of proportion. Blow, B-L-O-W. Things out of proportion. Proportion, P-R-O-P-O-R-T-I-O-N. Proportion. To blow things out of proportion means to exaggerate. بزرگ نمایی کنی، اغراق کنی. To exaggerate. Another meaning. To make big out of something. Make big out of something. بزرگ نمایی کردن، اغراق کردن. For example, don't blow things out of proportion. This matter is not so important. اینقدر اغراق نکن، این مسئله اینقدر مهم نیست. پس اغراق کردن یه چیزی رو بزرگ کردن، بزرگ نمایی کردن. پس چی شد؟ توی کلوچه‌اش مو پیدا کرد. حالا میگه که باب، I can't sell your cookies anymore. میگه دیگه نمیتونم کلوچه‌هاتو بفروشم. حالا باب میگه aren't you blowing thing out of proportion. میگه اغراق نمی‌کنی. حالا بریم بقیه‌اش ببینیم چیه.
The health department would throw the book at me if they found out about this.
The health department will throw the book at me if they found out about this. We have some words. The health department, بهداشت, will throw the book at me. To throw the book at someone. To throw, T-H-R-O-W, the book at someone. The health department will throw the book at me. To throw the book at someone means to punish someone severely, hardly. کسی رو به سختی تنبیه کنی. Punish someone severely or hardly. To throw the book at someone. The health department will throw the book at me. بهداشت منو جریمه میکنه، تنبیه میکنه. پس to throw the book at someone, to punish someone. For example, when Maryam failed her test for the second time, وقتی که مریم امتحانش رو واسه بار دوم مردود شد. Her teacher throwed the book at her. معلمش تنبیهش کرد، جریمش کرد. پس to throw the book at someone, to punish someone. The health department will throw the book at me. بهداشت منو جریمه میکنه. If they found out about this. اگر قضیه رو بفهمه. پس to find out something. Find, F-I-N-D. Find out. To find out something means to understand something, to figure out something. Okay? فهمیدن. متوجه چیزی شدن. To discover something. کشف کردن یه چیزی رو فهمیدن. For example, I don't want my mother found that. I don't want my mother to find out my, problem. نمیخوام مامانم متوجه مشکلم بشه. پس to find out, to understand.
Couldn't we just sweep this under the rug?
Couldn't we just sweep this under the rug? Rug. To sweep something under the rug. Sweep. S-W-E-E-P. To sweep something under the rug. Rug, R-U-G, rug, فرش. To sweep something under the rug means to conceal something, to hide something. یه کاری کردی، یه خرابی بار آوردی، حالا میخوای مخفیش کنی، میخوای پنهانش کنی. Means to sweep something under the rug. یه چیزی رو مخفی کردن، قایم کردن یه خرابکاری رو میگن sweep something under the rug. حالا اینجا چی کار کرده؟ میگه اگه بفهمه بهداشت که توی کلوچت مو پیدا شده منو تنبیه میکنه. حالا میگه can't we sweep this under the rug؟ نمیتونیم مخفیش کنیم؟
No, this is too serious.
No, this is too serious. نه، این قضیه خیلی جدیه.
I was just getting a handle on the cookie business.
I was just getting a handle on the cookie business. To get a handle of something, to find, find out the way of doing something. یه چیزی دستت بیاد، یه کاری رو تازه دستت بیاد که چی کار بکنی. Understand how to do something. Okay? To learn something. یه چیزی دستت بیاد بفهمی که چی کار کنی. یه تازه داشتم یاد میگرفتم که چطور این کار رو انجام بدم، کلوچه بپزم. I was just getting a handle of cookie business. تازه داشتم بیزینس کلوچه رو دستم میومد، یاد میگرفتم. For example, this new computer program is so difficult, I can't get a handle of it. این برنامه کامپیوتر جدید خیلی سخته، نمیتونم یادش بگیرم. پس get a handle of something, to learn something, to find out how to do something. یه چیز رو فهمیدن، یاد گرفتن.
Now what will I do? I don't...
Now what would like to do? I do
have any other way of making a living.
I don't have any other way to make a living. Make a living, I told you in previous lessons. توی جلسات قبل در مورد صحبت کردیم. Make a living means to earn money to live. هزینه زندگی رو به دست آوردن. راه دیگه برای به دست آوردن خرج و مخارج زندگیم ندارم. منو باید چیکار کنم؟
My heart goes out to you, Bob. But you need...
My heart goes out to you, Bob. When your heart goes to someone, means you feel sorry for someone. For example, my friend's mother passed away. My heart goes to her. وقتی میگی my heart goes to someone or your heart goes to someone به معنی که واسه کسی احساس ناراحتی بکنی، تأسف بکنی. My heart goes to you, Bob. متاسفم واسه باب. تو مثالم چی گفتم؟ گفتم My friend's mother passed away. مادر دوستم فوت کرد. My heart goes to her. واسهش متاسفم. My heart goes to you, Bob, but you need
to get your act together.
But you need to get your act together. باید با هم کار کنیم، باید با هم باشیم. پس get your act together to work with each other. با هم بودن، با هم کار کردن. Get your act together. Get G-E-T your act together.
Sell chocolate chip cookies, not hair cookies.
I want to sell chocolate chip cookies. میخوام کلوچه شکلاتی بفروشم. Not hair cookies. نه کلوچه با مو. خب حالا باب چی گفت؟ I guess I
just knocked myself out for the past week for nothing.
Clearly.
I just feel I knocked myself out for the past week for nothing. To knock yourself out means to work hard for something. Okay? To persevere, to work hard for something. Knock yourself out. Knock, K-N-O-C-K. Knock yourself out for something. واسه یه چیزی سخت تلاش کنی، کار کنی. میگه که I just knocked myself out. فهم میکنم که خیلی تلاش کردم for the past week، توی هفته گذشته، for nothing، برای هیچی. Knock yourself out to work very hard. I feel I just knocked myself out for the past week for nothing. فکر میکنم هفته قبل واسه هیچی اینقدر تلاش کردم. And she said clearly. دقیقا. Clearly. Clearly دقیقا. Okay. This was our lesson today. I hope you enjoy it. And if you have any question, anything, I'm here in order to answer you. You can say anything to me, anything you want. I don't know, any suggestion, any question, I'm here. And thank you for listening. I hope it will be useful to you and practical. Have a good time. Bye for now.